This is FUV Live Sessions, a podcast brought to you by WFUV in New York City. Each week, we talk to artists in our Bronx studio and listen to them play a live set. You'll hear the songs and learn about the artists in conversation. New episodes drop every Monday wherever you get your podcasts. And be sure to follow the show to stay up to date on all of the latest episodes, and maybe you'll find your next favorite artist or band. This is FUV Live Sessions. I'm Kara Manning, and I'm here with host Megan Aftermat. Megan, you spoke to Brittany Davis not long ago. Please tell me about that really interesting conversation you had.
Yeah, I had such a nice time chatting with Brittany. They are such a generous and effusive conversationalist and artist and songwriter. And honestly, I got pretty choked up during the interview. I felt like they really challenged me to see things in a new perspective. And that was a really beautiful experience.
I was lucky enough to see them perform with their band at South by Southwest this year. And I can tell you that there are a few more charismatic sets that I caught during that Austin sojourn.
Yeah, I really can't agree more. I got to catch them at Noncom, and it was honestly such an incredible performance. So I hope everybody enjoys the conversation.
So how are we beginning today's session? With what?
This is Brittany Davis for FUV Live Sessions with So Fly.
Then was a river, and I was that river. I unlocked it, all of her secrets, as I looked in the mirror. Ooh, yeah. See, I didn't think, just by looking, it could get any clearer. I looked at the reflection, and with deep introspection, I started to hear her, and she said, "You're so beautiful, so lovely, so lovely, so fly, so beautiful, so lovely." And you know why? You're so beautiful, so lovely, so fly. You're so beautiful, so lovely. You know why? Woo! See, every game I win it, everything I'm in it, everything I win it, lose control. I came to steal your show with that sonic flow. Come on, get on the floor. Come on, let's go. I'm so taken by you. Got to thank the maker for making you. I knew it was you. I knew it was you. I'm so taken by you. I got to thank the maker for making you. So lovely, so fly, so beautiful, so lovely. You know why? It's so beautiful, so lovely, so lovely, so fly, so beautiful, so lovely. Woo! You know why? Tell me, y'all, I'm so beautiful, so lovely, so lovely, so fly, so beautiful, so lovely. Woo! And you know why? You're so beautiful, so lovely, so fly, so beautiful, so lovely. You know why?
I'm Megan Aftermat with FUV Live Sessions, and that was quadruple threat singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, and producer Brittany Davis with So Fly. Davis's 26-track debut album, Image Issues, features a rich sonic landscape filled with multi-genre influences and everyday sounds imbued with the musicality Davis hears in them. We are absolutely thrilled to have Brittany in the studio with us today for FUV Live Sessions. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
let's talk a little bit about So Fly. What were you listening to or hearing at the time that influenced that really fun funk disco sound that we hear in the track?
So when I was making So Fly, honestly, I was listening to like Lizzo. I was listening to the special album. I was listening to this whole, are you ready? And the whole thing, and it's just like, are you ready? And then the whole thing just like jumped out at me. New disco. And I was thinking, if I could see in the mirror, if I could look in the mirror, because I've never been able to do that. But if I could look in the mirror, that's what I would want to come back at me. You know what I'm saying? Just fun, just poppy, just disco, just fly. Good funky music. You know what I'm saying? It's a vibration.
That reminds me of something that I saw you write somewhere, that this album is like a sonic reflection. So that Absolutely. Idea of like being able to look in the mirror and see yourself reflected back.
Yes.
Can you talk a little bit about how this album is the sonic reflection of Brittany Davis?
So Image Issues is definitely a sonic reflection of me, because I feel like as a blind person, personally, and especially as a blind female, a lot of the time I get over inundated with what is supposed to be visually stimulating, coming from a female's perspective. Girl, you got to do your makeup. You got to do your hair. You got to do all this different stuff. And it's, you know, it just sometimes it drags at me, because I'm like, how is it that music, the thing that I hear and the thing that I feel, people want to see? And I was like, I can't see to tell you the story in visuals. So I had to tell you this in an audio format. And the only way I can do that is literally through reflecting through sound what most people consume without even a second thought through their eyes. And so that's what Image Issues is. It is, it's me saying, like, no matter what you see or don't see, my sonic reflection, the true essence of me is sonic.
I think that there's something really interesting and important about that, because I feel like for those of us who are seeing, maybe we're even like a little bit more quick to pass judgment or to have preconceived ideas based on this thing that it almost takes no time to do and to process. But with the format of audio and sound, you really have to take your time with it.
Yes.
So this album is almost like a challenge for the listeners.
Yes.
To really take their time with it. Was that something that you were actively thinking about while you were making it?
Absolutely. And to you know, add to that, to expound upon that, the nature of this album is literally what it's like to see from my perspective. Because I don't look, I listen. And in order for you to really be a part of me, you know, every fan, every band has a story to tell. Every songwriter, every artist has a story to tell. And those people that listen to that artist connect with that artist on that level that the artist projects. Well, what I want to project to my people, the ones that listen to me, the ones that really see how I see, which is by listening, is that in order to connect with me, you're going to have to give up the idea that what you see visually is more important than what you hear. And that is a challenge. I understand that, because dealing with today's, you know, references and media and, you know, just different silos and boxes that we put people in, that's really hard to do. But it is important, because it teaches us to come into contact with the reality of who we are as a people and what we do as a society to others.
One thing that I mean, there's a thousand things that I love so much about this album and this record. One thing that I think is really interesting, and I feel like it goes hand in hand with this, is your use of everyday sounds. Yes. In the production of the mm-hmm. album. So like the treadmill tracks, for example, you can clearly hear the sound of a treadmill sort of whirring. And I can hear also in some of the other tracks, there's like some breathing, maybe there's some wind, there's ambient sounds from our everyday lives. Can you talk a little bit about what those sounds, those everyday sounds, mean to you, and maybe how the rest of us can be better listeners to those sounds?
Well, one of the things that you brought up that's really potent and that I really wanted to bring forth in this album was the sound of that treadmill. The treadmill itself is very symbolic of, because of my obesity and being overweight, how people shame folks for being overweight without understanding the environment that they were raised in, that they were, I would even say, propped up in, not really given agency over themselves or their surroundings, and feeling ashamed and not being able to get off of that treadmill of thought that I will always be this way. I'll always have this issue and people will always judge me for it. Regardless of what I try to do good, they always have something negative to say. But then on top of that, the treadmill also represents the rhythm of abuse, systematic abuse. It continues, you know, even when the album is done, it, you know, it's meant to instill a lull or a fatigue. It's meant to kind of bridge the gap between what's normal, you know, dramatizing and actual trauma. It's meant to bring forth that richness of like, okay, this is more than just a horror movie. This is actually horror. This is what it feels like to be in these terrified spaces within the mind. This is what it feels like to want to stop but can't, because this treadmill just won't stop. It just won't quit. And for a whole hour, you're hearing this thing over and over again in random spots sometimes. Places where you don't expect to hear it. And all of that. Places where you don't really expect to hear it. And so resonating with that, with those sounds too, the wind, the cars, the children, all of those things were around me, but I never really felt a part of those things. I felt like I lived in a world apart because I didn't feel like I could be understood or that I could understand anyone else. So that's what those sounds represented.
I felt that. I felt that too, listening to the album, especially I think maybe Treadmills 3.
Oh, yeah.
It sort of comes up mm-hmm. like really suddenly, and I almost felt like it was sort of those like intrusive thoughts.
Boom, there you go.
And we have those and they're so hard to cope with.
Yes.
And they pop up at the least opportune moments,
yeah,
don't they?
They do.
Yeah. I would love if you could talk a little bit about the production process for this, because I'm thinking about the use of all of those sounds and the absolute audio richness, the layers. This album is like an audio onion, and we could just keep peeling back the layers. So can you talk a little bit about the production process? You worked on this album with Stone Gossard on his new label, Loose Groove. Can you talk a little bit about what it was like to work on that album and then to work with your co-producer, Josh Evans, as well?
Well, working on the album, all of it really wasn't that. It wasn't difficult, but the painful part was the memories and trying to explain the depth of character and, you know, like you said, the audio riches. When you said the audio onion, it made me so happy because that's literally what I was trying to project. It's like, you guys are going to pick this thing up and you're going to listen to it and it's going to be too long. And you're going to say, oh, okay, I've heard enough. And then you're going to listen to it again. And then maybe you get one thing, one new layer, and then you're going to listen to it again, and then you get another layer. But you have to be willing to unpack those layers. And see, with Josh Evans working with him, he helped me make those layers possible. Like, yes, I wrote the songs, but he helped me bring out the layers that you hear. Like, there's a piano track that goes over all of the album. There's a piano track that you can hear alongside the treadmill, the rhythm. You can hear that was one of Josh's layers that he had me add in. And so all of these things, and I told him about the treadmill. I was like, this has to run. This has to run through the whole song. It has to be a circle, you know? And he was like, yeah, but let's put the piano on top of it and give it some musicality. And it was just a powerful thing to have such a group of creatives and also professionals behind me to make these audio layers possible. It just meant the world to me, and it helped me bring out even more of the pain and set it to sound, set it to song, give it meaning, opportunity to express itself fully.
I feel like that could be really rewarding and also maybe at times challenging. There's this balance of the push and pull. You're being vulnerable, using your narrative, musical, storytelling, sonic skills to relay these difficult moments from your life. And then you have the people that you're working with on the project sort of trying to give you that right amount of push and pull.
Yes.
To draw those things out.
Yep.
Yeah. So how did you all find that balance working together as a team?
A lot of jokes, a lot of laughing. There was a lot of tears, you know, because it was just so much to say, you know, and I was like done with the album and I was like crying. I was weeping because I was like, I didn't say it all. I didn't get it all out. I didn't say enough. They didn't hear me. And Josh was just like, it's okay because you did. You said so much and you allowed other people to speak on this album too. Parts of you that never got an opportunity to talk got a chance to talk through this album. And that was one of the things that gave me hope and true belief in what I'm doing with this project. It's just having that balance of like, okay, you guys, we're going to make an album, but it's going to be painful, but we're going to laugh together. We're going to cry together and we're going to make it work together for the good. And this is why we all we're so close. I've been working with Josh and Stone and all them now for years. It feels like I know them my whole life. But, you know, just working with them and finding that balance of just, it's like working and playing at the same time. Because you got to be curious enough to go into those dark rooms when it gets dark and shadowy and say, how do we create that sonically? And that's the funny part. Because there's parts in there that are just hilarious and unwieldy and just full of goofiness, you know. I'm sick, you know, it's just goofy. And it's really important to have that, like you said, that push and pull. Because without that, it would just been something that was dry and painful. But we needed something that would, and we needed that richness. We needed that layer of Britney-ness. Turn that mess off. Put that mess away. You know, that's so funny. You know, and to have that just come out of nowhere. Ba-bum. Turn that mess off. You know what I'm saying? That's so funny. That's so me. Because that's totally how my family reacted to my musicianship as I was growing up. They weren't musicians. So they didn't understand why I had to turn the music up so loud. I had to feel it in my chest. And I still do. You don't feel it in your chest, you ain't doing nothing. But yeah, that's definitely it, that push and pull and having the humor and the heartache running through each other. And we were able to do that so well.
Yeah, it really comes through so powerfully. It feels you brought us to those places with you. I think this is probably the perfect moment for us to listen to another track from the album that features some of these audio elements that you're talking about. So let's get right into it. This is Brittany Davis on FUV Live Sessions with Lashes.
Yeah, my brother just got whipped 50 lashes. 3 strikes for his life, he got no more passes. Went down for the light skin with pretty lashes. Love at first sight, but prison life, he ain't gonna last this. Problem is, he got kids, he sent them a package. Daddy loves you, be good, do well in your classes. Happy B-Day to his dark side, he father madness. Stop meddling with life, blacksmith, the mind is plastic. Ooh, the things I see, oh, in my mind. Trouble me, trouble, passive, lashes, ashes, gone, passive, lashes, ashes, gone, passive, lashes, ashes, gone, passive, lashes, ashes. gone.
That was Brittany Davis on FUV Live Sessions with their song Lashes. Let's get back into our conversation a bit. How did working on this project change you as a person, an artist, both?
Well, working on this project really changed me in the fact that I know now that this artistry journey is a real thing. And that means that I know now that I don't just belong to myself. I put the most tender pieces of me on a double LP for the whole world to hear, and I don't get to take it back. And even if I could, I wouldn't, because like you said, like it's changed me. It's changed me. It has completely unraveled what I thought was myself. I thought that nobody really wanted to hear what I had to say. I thought that because of where I came from, I didn't get to have a voice. The things that I was taught was that I wasn't worthy of my own agency in a lot of regards. And hearing the response and seeing the growth and really being able to express that pain, not to be sold, but to be understood and for the stories to be told. I actually was changed by being able to do that. It changed me. It made me new. So like, to those of you that listen, thank you for listening, you know, because it means something that somebody other than me knows, even my darkest shadows.
Well, it's an honor for us to get to listen, and please don't ever stop sharing your gifts, because we are lucky to have them in our lives. I want to talk a little bit about Goons, because we're going to listen to that as well. So I think the thing that really interests me about Goons, and it will lead to a larger conversation about the construction of the album as a whole, Goons is probably my favorite track on the album. And it kind of feels like it has this through line with the track that comes right after it, which is Never. They feel really interconnected to me. As I was listening, it felt like almost two stories that were chapters in the same book.
Right.
Can you talk a little bit about how you structured the album and how all of the tracks kind of work together?
I really wish I had some secret genius formula to all of that, but I don't. It was just time. It was a long time coming. It was a long time coming. And I needed it, and it needed me, and I was willing to be that vessel for it. But when it comes to Goons, though, I'm going to tell you, it was just nothing and everything all at once. It just hit me. Man, these people are going through pain that they don't even know they're going through because they're subscribing to ideas that were bought and paid for with money and have nothing to do with the power of humanity. You know, nobody was born with makeup on. Nobody was born with these kind of shoes make you a dork, or these kind of shoes make you a pro or a goat. Like, all of that stuff was bought and paid for, man. It's capital. It's got nothing to do with the full potential of humanity.
Yeah. And something you just said reminded me, I was watching the documentary that you have up on your website, and you talked about how you sort of took the time to process bullying that you went through as a child in, like, sonically.
Oh, yeah.
You felt those taunts from those kids as vibrations.
That's right.
Does that show up in Goons? Is that a part of that, the structure of that track?
Well, really, that's the next track. That's Never, that the bullies, they don't know. See, I've made that song for them because they really did think I wasn't going to make it. And I felt like they wanted me to not make it. And yes, yeah, sometimes a little bit of Goons had that in it. But I would say one of the things about Goons, too, that's really unique is that what you would suspect to be the lead of the song is the background. And what you would expect to be the background is actually a lead. And that that idea kind of came from a scripture that the last should be first and the first should be last. And as I read that scripture, I was able to see like, man, I got to make a song like that where what you would think would be in the background is up front. You know what I'm saying? And so that bullying and that taunting comes in contours of just openings, doors closing, things being shown, you know. And people are like, what are the goons? Who are the goons? And it really doesn't matter because you know who they are by the sound of the song. You know what I mean? They don't show up. They're exposed. They're exposed. And you can feel that exposure. Like, don't let them do you wrong. I'm going to show you. All they want to do is just sell you something. They don't want to tell you something. They want to sell you something. Well, I want to give you an exchange. You know what I'm saying? You know, I want to give you an exchange.
Let's listen to it now. We've got Goons on FUV Live Sessions. Thank you so much for being here, Brittany Davis. Thank you for your music, and thank you for chatting with me.
Thank you. Don't let the goons do you wrong. Don't let the goons do you. Don't let the goons do you wrong. Don't let the goons do you. Don't let the goons do you wrong. Don't let the goons do you wrong. Don't let the goons do you wrong. Don't let the goons do you. Don't let the goons do you wrong. Don't let the goons do you. Don't let the goons do you wrong. Don't let the goons do you wrong. So they'll sell ya and buy ya and try ya, then leave you on the plate. They'll sell ya and buy ya, then try ya, then leave you on the plate. They'll sell ya and buy ya, then try ya, then leave you on the plate. They'll sell ya and buy ya. Woo! Don't let the goons do you wrong. It's hard enough being female than to be big, black, and blind as well. I'll make you lose your mind, I'll make your head swell, just because people ain't with the stuff or the smell. Yeah, they wanna treat you like a snail, like you slow as what. But they don't understand you wanna get out and go do stuff. But they won't even let you in the building, cause they say you're not enough. And they'll sell ya and buy ya and try ya, then leave you on the plate. They'll sell ya and buy ya, then try ya, then leave you on the plate. They'll sell ya and buy ya and try ya, then leave you on the plate. They'll sell ya and buy ya. Woo! Don't let the goons do you wrong. Don't let the goons do you. Don't let the goons do you wrong. Don't let them get to you. Don't let the goons do you wrong. Don't let the goons do you wrong. Don't let the goons do you wrong. Don't let the goons do you. Don't let the goons do you wrong. Don't let the goons do you. Don't let the goons do you wrong. Don't let the goons do you wrong.
That was Brittany Davis performing and in conversation at WFUV in New York City. A huge thank you to Brittany for joining us in our studio and to Loose Groove Records. Thanks to our WFUV audio team, including Jim O'Hara and Aaron Merriman. Our FUV Live studio sessions are engineered by Jim O'Hara. Our associate producer for this episode was Alexandra Pfau, and our theme music is composed by John Crick. Be sure to follow FUV Live Sessions wherever you get your podcasts, so you can catch all the latest episodes and maybe even find your next favorite artist or band. Episodes drop every Monday. Rate and review the show so other music lovers can find it. You can also catch audio and video of FUV Live Sessions at WFUV.org. FUV Live Sessions is a production of WFUV in New York City, and I'm your host and producer of this episode, Megan Aftermath.